My featured guest today makes his debut on the show. He's helped guide investors for over 25 years. Michael Eastham, president of Fellowship Financial Group, author of the new book, Common Sense Income Strategies. Welcome, Michael Eastham.
Thanks so much, Chris. It's great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. And I wonder if you could tell us a bit more about Common Sense. This is an important retirement strategy guide, I'd like to call it. And you say, really, once we reach the age of 50, things change, not only for us, but in the risks and associated strategies we need for our retirement portfolios. We should essentially shift away from higher risk securities, such as stocks, if you will, into perhaps a more income-oriented strategy.
Thanks again for having me on the program. Listen, I wrote Common Sense Income Strategies because what I discovered was that, you know, when you look at today's investment environment, it really makes sense for baby boomers to take a balanced approach to their allocations, but based on a strategy that supports their retirement goals and not one that's in direct conflict. One of the things that I discovered over the years, Chris, is that we're inundated with information based on past performance and the expectation of growth, for example. But every single one of those sources tells us that past performance is no guarantee of future results. And yet the problem is that's how many investors make decisions. It's almost as if they don't believe it. So what we did in Common Sense Income Strategies is help people understand the difference between growth or performance investing versus purpose or income investing. And performance is simply hoping the market continues to go up, which works when you're, you know, when the market's up, it's great. When it's down, not so great. Versus income, which is the primary goal or the primary need for baby boomers or folks who are approaching or in retirement.
As you say, it works just fine, you know, when the stock market, let's say, is in an uptrend, as we call it here technically. It's almost like tossing the dice on your retirement. And yeah, we need insurance for our homes, our cars, our health, our family. We also need to take a more scientific approach to investing. And I think that's what your book really brings to the table.
One of the things that is important for investors to understand, you know, there are a lot of half-truths that exist out there, and especially in the mainstream financial world. I wanted readers to understand the whole truth about how Wall Street works and how other various types of investments work and how various strategies work. And because when you understand the whole truth, it changes the perception. So let me give you an example. If I were to say to you, Chris, between my wife and I, we run an average of 10 miles a week. You're going to get a picture in your mind of that. You're out there disciplined, cold, hot, doesn't matter. But what if I actually said, my wife runs 20 miles a week and I only run, and I don't run at all really. The average is 10. So I gave you part of the truth, but I didn't give you the whole truth. And that's the way that it is in the stock market, because when you know the whole truth, it changes things significantly. We're taught in the financial world that the stock market averages 10%. Over the long, long term. But nobody defines what that is. We break that down in Common Sense Income Strategies so that people can make, you know, informed decisions about what strategy supports their goals in retirement. If you're 70 years old and you're retired, you've given up the paycheck, but your stock market portfolio or your mutual fund portfolio is down by 40%, for most people, that's going to have a dramatic effect on their ability to accomplish their goals. That's a strategy that's in direct conflict. If they're more conservatively invested in things that pay interest and dividends, more predictable, then that paycheck can give you peace of mind and provide you the income that you need in retirement.
While we transition later in life into higher income strategies, we're finding less and less opportunity with much lower yields than we've seen, let's say, 10, 20, 30 years ago. It's really challenging to, I think, get the investor excited given the underlying high inflation rate they're encountering and these low yields.
A lot of times when people talk about the bond bubble, in many cases, that really has more to do with like bond mutual funds, for example, bond funds, because bond funds work a little bit differently than owning individual bonds. When we invest in bonds for our clients, we do look at individual bonds for a couple of reasons. One is that they provide a fixed contractual interest rate. So it's a known amount. And number two is when that bond matures, then you get your principal back, assuming that the company doesn't default. So those are two very important guarantees that you have if you invest in individual bonds. Now, conversely, in bond funds, both of those guarantees are off the table. They don't exist. And the important thing that that I want readers to know in Common Sense Income Strategies is that many times I find that the actual income that they need to make sure that they're not going to run out of money before they run out of life is much lower than what their current risk level requires. So, for example, we find that people can very comfortably, in many cases, live in retirement with a 4 to 7% net interest and dividends. Not chasing the sky, you know, not chasing the next Microsoft or Amazon or Google, but just trying to be consistent, predictable, and practical.
You know, I like this idea of consistency and practicality within your investment strategies. I mean, as you say, there's a lot of disinformation. We are bombarded with investment gurus, concepts, ideas, much of which, as I think you pointed out, ill-construed and really not to the benefit of the bottom line of the portfolio. And I think you've also alluded to, as we mature, this becomes much more essential to pay attention to, because when we're younger, we have the tendency and the energy to be able to make up what we may have lost through investment errors along the way.
The point you just made is spot on. I think that people have a false understanding of various types of investment vehicles. And if you're 40 years old and you have 25 years to ride out a stock market correction, well, that's one thing. But if you're 65, 70, you're already retired, and you need those dollars to rely on, well, then 4 or 5% consistent interest and dividends is going to sound pretty good. And that's one of the things that we try to aim for at Common Sense Income Strategies.
Most of our gurus, even if they're not classified or don't classify themselves as gold bugs per se, do like to have that insurance policy, regardless of the theme or trends in the market, to sort of balance the higher risk securities in the portfolio. Any thoughts for us?
Yeah, a couple of things. Number one is don't put too much of your portfolio in there, because think about the fact that precious metals are generally not an income generating source. It's an appreciation type of a source. And if you don't want to have to deal with the risk of holding physical silver or gold, for example, then there are a couple of decent ETFs that are trust ETFs that can provide liquidity, that can provide some decent growth without the expense of carrying physical precious metals.
No, I think those are wise comments, but I mean, we have some really solid dividend earning opportunities, and it's really come up in just the last few years, so a lot of folks are just sort of waking up to those opportunities. And, you know, it's always wise to diversify one's portfolio to where we're not just solely in, I'm sure you'd agree, financial assets, paper assets, because history has kind of shown us recently, not just, I'm not talking in the last century, but in recent years, just how paper assets can suddenly evaporate through rehypothecation and other schemes in place. So solid idea to have some physical assets, not just digital assets. Any parting comments for our listeners?
If folks are interested in getting more information about Common Sense Income Strategies, the book, they can go to commonsenseincomestrategies.com. We try to make it real easy. You can order it there directly from that website through Amazon, or there's also a white paper that I put together called The Red Zone of Retirement that I think would be very beneficial to folks who are in that 10 years or less away from retirement. Some helpful places to go.
Okay, sage advice indeed from Michael Eastham. We appreciate these thoughts, and we'll certainly have links up for everyone to pick up a copy. If they're so inclined, you can do so at Amazon.com as well as at their website. Michael Eastham, thanks for making time for us, and we look forward to having you back on the show in 2017.
Thanks so much, Chris. It's been my pleasure.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity, Brazil Resources. Based in the eighth largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation,
almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves. Industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their Ria project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember, to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond, your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.